Hey Sam, can you hear me?
Yes, do you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yep.
That's great. All right, so did you try to fill out a form?
Yeah, I tried
Hello?
to fill out I went online, pulled up the link, filled out the form, and when I keep checking the submit button, it just scrolls to the top and doesn't allow me to submit the information.
Might be it's having a problem with the phone number and the address or email address. Did you recheck the phone number or email address?
Okay. Yeah, the phone number I don't have it all linked together. It's 630 and then separated 414-0055. Should I keep it all one line across and no space in there?
Okay, so can you put without a space?
Yep, I will try that. Let's try
Uh-huh.
6304140055. Okay, did that for the business phone number. And then the business mailing address is looks right. So let me try submitting it, just making that change and see what happens. Nope, still scrolled back up to the top.
Okay, just stay with me. So let me share with you the another form that is a manual form right away. So just give me one second. Let me send you.
Okay, let me hang on. I tried. There were two places where the phone number was down, so let me try it again and submit it and see if it goes through. Nope, still scrolling to
Okay, just give me one moment. Let me send you a new form. I'm sending you the new form.
okay, am I going to have to refill it out then, unfortunately, or could we do that together on the phone?
Actually, you need to refill out those forms. Yep, you need to. So that's why you don't need to cancel this window. Whatever the information you have filled out in this form, just copy and paste it on the manual form I just sent you. So please check your email.
Oh, yeah, I'm checking my email, haven't gotten it yet.
I just sent you a stigma.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, but I don't know if I didn't copy and paste, so I went out of it. So let's see, web brief form. Let's try that first. Yeah, it looks like I'm gonna have to refill it out. When I go on the site, it keeps asking me to update to the newer Classic Teamwork. Should I just ignore that and just go with the old form for now? Maybe that created a problem too. I don't know.
No, it's up to you. If you want to upgrade it, you can. Actually, we changed the user interface a little bit, so it's up to you.
Okay, it
It's
says
completely
I'm
up to you.
switching. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Attached to, let's see, web brief form, website updates. Do I need to do that first? Attached to website updates.
Yes.
Upload new version. I'm going to go ahead and upload the new version.
Yes,
Update. Let's see. Add. Drop or click here to add file. I want to do that. Upload new version. Let's see. It's not letting me up. Update the new. I'm not very technically oriented, so let's just close that. Okay, so I'm on the, it says file details. I've got the version blah 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 blah. So it's got Web Brief Form 1 document download. So if I click download on that, let's see what happens. Oh, there it is. Okay, open file. Opening it Word. Okay, so it looks like a new. Now I'm viewing. You can only view this document. You do not have permission to edit it. Why is that? Enable editing. Okay. keep an eye on it. Got it. Okay. So it looks like the form is completely different than the previous work site, and I'm going to have to redo it, I think, again. It looks like if I didn't cut and paste and save the information I put in on the old form. So do you want to do you have time to do that with me, or do I have to do it myself? I could do it and then submit it again, assuming.
Let's do one thing, right? After this call, you will take your time and fill out this manual forms, right, and send it back to me via attachment. And for now, can you please let me know about your business a little bit so you and I are on the same page, so we will go from there? Like, what's your business?
Yeah, I can do that. Client name, all that stuff isn't that important. I can fill that out. The business name is GJP Consultant LLC. I don't have a current business logo, and I don't really have a slogan. The purpose of the business is basically sales management consulting and temporary sales management for a small emerging business or potential customer, small business that does not currently have a sales manager. So that would be kind of my target audience. It's got to be not a large organization, but I'm targeting small businesses that maybe have a limited number of salespeople, anywhere from 3 to 8 maybe, and they don't have a sales manager. So the owner is doing all of the work for the business and doesn't have a full-time sales manager. And my thought is that I would help them managing their sales force either on a temporary basis or on a consulting basis. I don't have an existing website currently, and as far as the colors and that stuff, I don't know if that's important. So hopefully that helps. I know one of the questions was, who would I consider my competitors? I can share that with you. Sales QB is one company that would be a direct competitor. Janik Consulting would be another. And then there was another company called Sales Coach, which would be a competitor as well, that would do things that are very similar. And the competitor that's most comparable to what I'm going to offer and what I'm going to try to do for these smaller type businesses and companies is Sales. It's a company called Sales QB, and they do have a website. Does that help a little bit to get us started? And then I can answer any other questions that you have.
If I will summarize all the things, like, you are providing managing services to your clients, like consultation, like how to manage the things, right? Like related to the business. So how many services are you providing to your clients related to the management?
There's basically probably 3 or 4 or 5 key services that I'm offering to a customer or to a client, and those would basically be temporary, I guess I would call it temporary, I think that's probably the right term I would use, temporary sales management, so they would be able to hire me on a consulting or temporary basis for a certain period of time, and I would manage the sales force basically. The next would be sales pipeline, help with sales pipeline management. In addition to that would be working with them to help them, training their sales force. And probably those would be the key things that I would be doing and helping them with.
So do you have any selected, let's take an example, would you like to list down the services that you're offering to your clients, or you are just offering one service and that's it? How many services would you like to showcase on your website when the visitor come on your website, they can select the service, then you will provide the consultation against that service too.
Yeah, that's correct. There would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 specific services that I would offer. And let me kind of encapsulate those for you and be a little more specific. Basically, it'd be lead generation process, inside, outside sales structure.
Mm-hmm.
Second would be forecasting, pipeline management.
Mm-hmm.
The next would be coaching, comma, counseling, and sales to sales.
Uh-huh.
The fourth would be KPI sales strategies.
Okay, great.
The fifth would be staffing and organizational structure assistance.
Mm-hmm.
The last one would be what I mentioned, available for part-time sales, leadership, or temporary assignment.
Uh-huh. So somehow it's around you're offering 6 or 7 services, I guess.
That is correct. Those would be the services that I would be offering. Yeah, it looks like 6.
Uh-huh. So are you, if somebody wants any service from your side, so are you charging for something for that service on the website, or will you charge from your client once you will, physically meet with him or with her?
Exactly. No, there'll be an initial consultation, and then pricing will be set after that initial consultation. So I will be doing no pricing on the website.
On the website. So will you charge, somebody will pay you first before booking the consultation, or that person will pay you once they will meet you?
Yeah, that will be once we meet. What I generate off of the website is just initial contact with me, and I would kind of go over the process of how, pricing and cost would work. I guess my mind isn't clear. Some competitors offer free initial consultation, so a free initial call, and then set up pricing parameters. Other charge a minimum fee for that consultation. I think I'm the former and just do an initial consultation and not charge anything for that, and then set the parameters for next steps, and then pricing would come into play, if that makes sense.
Well, that's perfect, right? So basically on your website, we need to give the option like a booking consultation as well, according to time and days and, dates as well. So we need to create a booking function as well on your site. So whenever somebody will...
I'm not sure I want to do that. I'm almost thinking that I would rather just have them contact me first and then set up a booking in a consultation and a time. I have Zoom, so I would probably prefer and then just set it up after I spoke.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So you have Zoom. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, rather than set it up on the website. So I wouldn't want the potential individual that's interested to set up a time on the website. I'd have to abide by that. I'd rather have them just contact, basically just have a contact me type of thing. Interested, contact me, and that's what I'd like to do versus setting anything up time wise on the website.
Okay, that's great, right? What I'm suggesting to you, why would you like to go with Zoom manually and send a link to your clients, right? So we have an option like all the things will be happens on your site, right? Through your site, you can send a Zoom link to your clients and they will come join the Zoom on your site. Each and everything can be happen on your site. I mean, because sometimes you will not be available, so you can we will create a booking system on your website, and they can book the consultation and whatever the time zone or whatever the time you will mention on the site. Let's say, take an example. I'm a client and I want to book any consultation from you for any service, for Friday or for Thursday. So definitely I will go ahead and select the day, and once I select the day, so I will have all the timings, whatever the timing you will be allow us to choose, right? So definitely, let's say at you will be available on Thursday at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. So I will go ahead and select the day of Thursday and go ahead and select the time 11 a.m. Right? So this way
I got
So this would be more easier for you to sort all the things and your timing, and you easily deliver all the things to your clients and provide the consultation at on time. Instead of that, you will get the query through the website and just call them or email them and set up the consultation timing or the day and the pricing or the stuff. So instead of that, you can save the time, and because right now it's a standard modern the modern way, so everything will be happen on the site automatically. You need to just put the timing there, so whoever wants to connect with you, definitely they can go and select the day and select the timing, whatever the timing you will put from the back end of the site, so they can select the timing. On that time you will be available for the consultation over the Zoom call or physically, it's up to you. So first way you will start through the Zoom call. If somebody wants to meet you directly, so over the Zoom call you will just schedule the physical meet, and on that time you will go from there. Then I think through the website it will be more convenient for you and for the clients.
Makes sense. Let's go with that then. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, that would save me time and effort and everything. Give the opportunity for people to go to the website and for me to, instead of waiting for them to call me, contact me and going through that while they're interested, to write online, go ahead and reach out to me. So, yeah, I agree with
exactly.
That makes sense.
And why I'm saying this, because sometimes you will not be able to reply to them at the same time, right? So it will be more difficult, and in this way you will lose your customer, right? So that's why I'm saying to you, everything will be happen on the website, and they can just select the time and they will come at your home, or they will just come over the Zoom call. And once they submit the form and once they book the consultation, definitely you will get the email notification, and at that time you will be available to provide the consultation over the Zoom. So that would be great idea, I guess, right? And in this way you will not lose any customer, and you will provide all the consultation. And on the website, once they book the consultation from you, so definitely on the website we can give the option they will pay advance payment, whatever the payment would be. Let's say you are charging $100 for 1 hour consultation, and so once they book the consultation for the 1 hour, so they will need to pay 50% payment upfront, right, before making the booking the consultation. So once they pay you, then they can able to book the consultation. I think this is a way, that's a good way. This is totally your choice, right? But this is my idea. Otherwise, if you don't want to take any upfront payment, that's fine, not an issue. But this is my suggestion to you.
Yeah, probably set up the Zoom and do all of that stuff, but I think just for my purposes, especially as being a, I'm doing this myself, so I don't have any partners, anything like that, or a big organization, I'd probably prefer not to do an upfront, a kind of a charge like that. I'd go with all your other recommendations, but hold off on the setting up a payment process on the internet. I'd rather kind of have them either pay me by check or whatever, however that works, that I can have accept credit cards, I guess, or set that up. But you're still saying from your experience it would make sense to before they request it, to get some money out of them basically.
Okay, That's great. Right now, issue, and I will eventually. You are considering my opinion and suggestion. That's fine, and I will definitely provide you more suggestion and opinion from my hand. What would be more beneficial for you and for your business, and so on.
Okay.
Once we will create your website, so what's the thing in your mind? How would you like to market your site to give the awareness to the publicly, like they will come on your site and get the consultation? So do you have the clients? Like clientele, or this is your just a startup, or you have been doing since long time?
No, it's a startup. So it's something that I'm just starting. I have a ton of experience over the years, so that's kind of what I'm quoting is my experience in being a sales leader and being a sales manager and doing a lot of the services that I'm offering with varied sales with major companies and corporations. So that's kind of my selling point would be my experience, my success, my knowledge of of doing these services. That would be the main thing. So experience and knowledge. The second would be, I don't want to highly promote it, but it would be flexibility and custom. Well, actually, I would like to promote that as well as the flexibility and customization that I can bring and provide as well, being a small, small entrepreneur and consultant. Mm-hmm. And the third thing would be cost. I want to promote that I'm less expensive than if they were to hire a full-time sales manager. Certainly, by utilizing my services and my time and my consulting, they would be paying a lot less than if they had to hire a sales manager themselves, full-time sales manager.
Great. I was saying that, like, what's your experience? Like, how long have you been in this business? Like, what's your experience?
Basically, my experience, I have 30 plus years of sales.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Impressive, right? In sales, so if you don't mind, this is a part of this conversation. So which sales have you been doing it?
How long have I been in sales management, or how long was I a sales leader? For 35 plus years.
35 years. And what sales you had been doing it?
Like, I'm sorry.
In
you
sales,
say that
like what product were you were saying? Were you sales?
I can list the companies. I worked for the 35 years American Express, Equifax, American Express, Equifax, and LexisNexis Risk Solutions. And I can give you the years. I was with American Express for 17 years. I was with Equifax for 11, and LexisNexis, it's NEXIS Risk Solutions.
Uh-huh.
And I was with them for 8 years. So that's where all of my time.
It seems what I am thinking, through your website, we will go ahead and create your profile first, like your portfolio on the website, because you have a 35 plus experience in sales management, and you are associated with top companies like American Express, Equa, and LifeScore that you are mentioning to me. So on the website, I will go ahead and create a portfolio first, right? And in the next page on the website, I will give the option to the visitor if they want any consultation from you, so they can visit that page, and on that page having all the details, like what type of consultation are you willing to provide to their clients. So in this way, we will get the flow, and we will get your website done, right? And to first, we will work, because you have a lot of experience, and even I'm in sales as well. And I know very well about that, but as per your experience, I don't have that much experience, but I can say you are good, and even you are associated with the top companies, so that's great, right? And so
yep, and what
in this
what,
way
yep
so,
what you Yeah, what you can do, Sam, is if you go to my LinkedIn profile, which is, I have access to LinkedIn, I have all that history on there and information that, kind of about me that you'd be able to pull out and use. So I would recommend you go to LinkedIn. You can get a lot of that information and incorporate it into the, about piece for me as well.
I really do understand that, but on the LinkedIn you will definitely upload some little information, right? But for the portfolio, I need to complete about yourself, right? So from your hand at this moment, I can say, from your hand, once you fill out the form, like a website brief form and a logo form, right? So what you need to do, and along with those forms, you need to provide me the complete details, like about you, right, which you're willing to upload on your website and your formal picture as well. So I will upload that picture on your website as well, right? So on about me, what I need from your hand, the forms you need to share with me, and the third thing is that about you, the complete about you, what you like to upload on your site, and your formal picture that you want to upload on your site. This thing, right? Yes, consultation services, like a 7 or 6 consultation services you are offering. I need list of those services, like you need to list them. And in that services, what description would you like to share with the client? Let's take an example, what description I'm talking about. Let's say you are providing management consultation, sales management consultation. So let's say I am a client, I come over to your side and it's like the sales management consultation. And definitely once I click on the sales management consultation, I need little bit description on it, right? Because once the sales management page will be appear, so I would like to see some detail on that, right? So if you will provide me little details, so that would be great. Like again, 6 or 7 services you are, whatever you are offering, I need some little description. So I can go ahead and update that description on the specific page as just such as sales management. So I need this thing from your hand as well, and your address, your phone number, the business phone number which you like to upload on the website, and your business timing, like Monday till Friday or Saturday, Sunday, whatever timing are you available, and what timing, like on Monday, what timing are you available, on Tuesday, what timing are you available. So all timing you will mention. So once I will have the complete information, I will go ahead and start designing your website according to the information, right? And we will go from there. So let me explain the process, like what process we will follow. We have a 4 steps to complete the website. The first step is that whatever the requirements I just mentioned to you, I need those requirements from you, from your hand. Once I have those things, and then I will forward to my designers, and they will design that website design for you. That would be the 2 designs I will share with you within 48 business hours. Once I receive all the information from your hand today, so since I will forward today to my designer, and then my designer will start working from today morning or tomorrow morning, and then they will take 48 business hours to complete the 2 initial designs for your website. So I will share with you the 2 designs. Once I will share with you, then you will have the 2 options, and you can select any one out of 2. Once you select the design, then we will move to the second step, and second step would be to create inner pages. And what are the inner pages is like home page, about us page, the portfolio page, and the services page, the consultation page, where what are the services you will mention. I will mention those services in that page, right? And the contact us page as well. These are the inner pages would be on your website. And then once you will create it, then we will move to the third step, and third step would be to update details or description on your site. Let's say, because for now we will use stock images and demo text on the website, right? For now, to represent you how the design will look like. So on the third step, if you want to change something like pictures, like text, or would you like to update any services or anything else, right? You will let me know. Definitely, I will go ahead and make those changes for you on the Tardis tab and change the text and update the consultation services, pictures, each and everything. Once we are done with it, right, then we will move to the Forest tab, and I will share the link with you, the website link, and you will review the complete site, and if anything goes fine and everything is fine, looks fine to you, then we will move to the Launch tab, and we will go ahead and launch your website.
Okay. Question for you, Sam. On a lot of that information that you need from me, more detailed information that you brought up, that is not on the workbook. Is that an email I can send to you with that detailed information, or what format do I send that to you in?
Actually, you just put all the information on the Word document or the PDF. It's up to you. Right, and send it to me by attachment. That's fine. I will get all the details.
Okay. And Sam, I didn't see it on the initial information that you sent to me yesterday. Can you send me your email? You know, an email with your address, contact information, so when I pull all that stuff together and I send it to you in a file or whatever. That I know where to send it?
The email you just got it from my hand, right? You just reply me back on the same email. That is my email address. Actually, we are working, we are communicating with our client through our CRM, which is Teamwork, right? So you just receive an email from my hand, right, where I attach two form. You just reply, click on the reply all, not reply. Whenever you will be replying me, you don't need to click on reply. You need to click on the reply all button. Once you click on the reply all, then whatever you need to reply me, like if you want to attach anything or any file or something, you just attach me and send it back to me. That's fine. I will receive it definitely.
I see what you're saying. I'm going through your last. It says write your reply above this line, and if I look at your name, it allows me to send a reply to you. Got it. Okay.
So whatever the information I just mentioned to you, so when would you like to share with me?
I think we're good. I've got a lot more work to do. I've got to refill out that worksheet with the newer form that you sent to me. I've got to pull all the stuff together that need the detail, I think, about me and about the services and some detail on those, the business hours. I've got pretty much what I need to do. So I've got a lot of work to do. So I'll get to it this afternoon. You'll either see something from me by the end of the day today or sometime in the morning tomorrow.
Great. Then I will be waiting for it. And once I have that, then we will follow the step what I just explained to you, and we will go from there. I believe you are inflexible. Like you don't have any rush to complete this site. Are you?
I don't, Sam. The good thing we have working together is I don't have a deadline where I'm telling you I want this up by tomorrow or the next day. I'm probably not going to be ready. You know, my thought is if I get this done, you know, by in the next, you know, week or so, I'm fine, or even, you know, a couple weeks. So I'm not in any, you know I paid the money, so I want to get, obviously, results for the money I paid, but there's no, you know, there's no rush to get the site up. So we're not working under any drastic time frames here. So that's good. So any event, I'll get to work on my end. Sounds like there's not much for you to do. I've got a lot of work to send to you, and I'm assuming once I send that attachment to you with the information that you've requested, you can just confirm that you got it, and then you've got some work to do on your end to start putting things together, and that's kind of the next steps. Fair statement?
No problem, and I would like to mention one more thing, right, why I'm asking you this information from your hand, because this is my opinion and suggestion to you, because if I will create your portfolio on the website so that there will be the good impact on the visitor, they will review your portfolio and then they will be willing to get the consultation from your hand. I have another way, just create a website and put the consultation services there and that's it, right? But if somebody will visit your website, they will not be that much, your website will not be, you know, impactful for the visitor to get the consultation from you, right? But
got it. Yep.
why I'm GEO. We need to create a portfolio page for your website, right, first, right, so where whoever wants to get the consultation from you, definitely they will read out the complete portfolio, and they definitely after that they will take an interest to get the consultation from you. So that would be, you know, in this way we cannot lose any customer. So always we need to be grab all the customer and make the revenue, basically.
Yep, makes complete sense. Yep, that makes complete sense. And go ahead and put that together. And Sam, the only other thing I could recommend is the SalesQB website. If you have a moment to take a look at that and make a note on my file, that would give you a good idea as well of kind of positioning and kind of, you know, it's probably the site that's closest to what I would kind of like somewhat mine to look at, but I'll leave it up to your experts to, once you get all my information that you need, to design it and put it together the way you feel I'll get the best response. But that'll at least give you some ideas as well, which might help you a little bit. So, any event. All right, Sam. Well, I greatly appreciate the time, and I will get busy on my end. Like I said, expect some, I think more likely, because I've got a couple things to do today, more likely sometime tomorrow. Expect that information back from me, and then we can reconnect and go from there.
That's quite right. I will be waiting for all the information, and we will confirm you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Twain, and I will be waiting for the information. Take care. Bye-bye.
Sounds good, Sam. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Take care.